Hey there, trendsetters. For today's product review, I tried the Aveeno Repairing Cica Foot Mask enriched with prebiotic oat and shea butter. Will this help me put my best foot forward, or is it a total misstep? Should you love it or leave it? Well, before I answer that question, thank you to everyone who has sent me product recommendations. Please hit me up on Instagram. I am at Mara S. Campo, at Mara S. Campo. DM me if you have products that you would like for me to try. I will do the work for you, let you know whether or not it is worth your hard-earned money. And we are doing two giveaways a week, two product giveaways every single week. If I love the product that I'm reviewing, that will be the giveaway item. If I don't love it, I have something else for you that is also great. Here's how you enter. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts for this podcast. And in the body of the review, make sure that you leave your Instagram handle so that we have a way to reach you when you win. And here's the best part. You only have to enter once to be considered for every giveaway from now until forever. That's two giveaways a week that you'll be eligible for by entering once. So please leave your review so you can win something. Okay, now on to the Aveeno foot mask. I am familiar with Aveeno through their lotion, which I do really like, but I had never heard of their foot mask before, or to be honest, I'd never heard of any foot mask for that matter. I didn't know that such a product existed. And it's funny because when I was at the store and I pulled it off the shelf at the drugstore, there was a guy who was also in the aisle and he was also looking at it. And he says to me, "Does that work?" You know, because he saw that I had selected it. And I'm like, "I don't know, but I'm going to find out." So apparently I'm not the only one who has never heard of a foot mask. Now, the packaging says that this is part of the Aveeno Skin Relief Collection, quote, designed to help restore essential moisture to problem skin, containing shea butter with levels of prebiotic oat known to have soothing and nourishing properties. The ingredients list, though, not so encouraging. Oat is the 9th ingredient. You know, they put ingredients in order of quantity in the product. So oat is the 9th ingredient and shea butter is second to last. Wasn't encouraged by that, but we'll see. The package on it has very cute illustrated instructions. I love me an illustrated instruction that shows you exactly what you're supposed to do. First, you're supposed to wash your feet. Then you put the socks on, the foot mask socks. You leave them on for 10 minutes. Had a little drawing of a clock with a 10 on it, minutes. And then once you take it off, you massage until all the product is absorbed. So we open up the packet and inside it has two single use slippers and they look like little white foot shaped trash bags, but like big feet, almost like Christmas stockings. And when I tried this, I'd already gotten out of the shower, so my feet were already clean. So step one, I can scratch that off my list. So here's the thing. You should definitely sit down to put them on because you're putting your feet inside like a little trash bag. And inside the bag is lotion. So you're putting your feet in a bag that's filled with lotion. Now, when you put your foot in there, it feels really good. It's like gooey, you know, because it's like a bag full of lotion and you can move your toes around in it. It's very soothing. It's very therapeutic. And once you put your foot in that gooey little bag of lotion, it's cool because they have a little adhesive tab for your ankle so that you can put your foot in the booty and then you can tighten the bag around your ankle so that it stays put. The adhesive tab is kind of like if you can imagine the tab on a diaper for those of you who have kids, or actually for moms to be, this would be perfect for those tired pregnant feet. And it'll also give you an opportunity to practice with that adhesive tab. I just thought of that. So shout out to my soon to be moms. Anyway, I put them on. And when I stood up, I realized something really important. I realized that there was a very good chance that I was going to bust my ass because I was walking around on a tiled bathroom floor in these plastic bags with my feet sliding around on the inside of the bag and on the outside on the tile. So word to the wise, be careful. It probably makes a lot more sense to just plan to sit for the entire time, especially for my new mom, since I just mentioned you or soon to be moms. Please don't walk around wearing these when you're pregnant. We don't want you to fall. So you are supposed to keep the booties on your feet for 10 minutes. I ended up putting a towel down so I had something a little more stable to stand on, and I was doing other things during that time. And then you sit down to take them off. When you take them off, there's still a lot of the product, that lotion stuff, on your feet. And per the illustrated instructions, you're just supposed to rub it into your skin. So that's the process of the Aveeno foot mask. Little baggie filled with lotion. So is this just glorified lotion in a trash bag? Should you love it or should you leave it? I loved it. Okay, let's be honest. It is glorified lotion in a trash bag, but it was also a really, really nice little treat. The squishiness in between my toes felt so good, and I'm not really sure why. Did it work for the most part? Yes, it did work. My heels could have been a little more moisturized, but to be fair, it's winter and, you know, looks like I've been playing in flour all day anyway. But my toes and the top of my feet were super, super soft. I cannot remember the last time that they felt that soft. So this was much softer than just putting lotion on my feet. And I think next time, because there will be a next time, I liked it enough to buy it again. I'm going to put my feet in the baggies and then put them in a warm tub, like a foot tub of water with the baggies, or wrap them in a warm towel for like a full spa treatment. I feel like if there was some heat involved, it would have gotten like extra super duper moisturized. So that's my take on the foot mask. I think it's a great indulgence, especially for the price. The Aveeno Repairing Cica foot mask is about $3 and you can find it at any drugstore. So it's kind of like the perfect thing for a Sunday morning or, you know, after a long day's work, like just something to just boost your mood a little bit. Please send me product ideas. Send them to me at Instagram at Maura Escampo, DM me, and please enter for the giveaway. 5-star review on Apple reviews for this podcast. Leave your Instagram handle in the body to enter to win. Thank you guys so much for joining me. New full-length episodes every Tuesday, product reviews Monday and Wednesday.